Support for Bird Note Sound Escapes comes from the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, offering online courses designed by experts to transform your understanding of birds. Learn more at academy.allaboutbirds.org.
Welcome back to Sound Escapes, a special production from Bird Note. I'm Ashley Ahern. Mountain lakes can be exceptional places to listen. The surrounding slopes don't just block out noise, they can also transform a remote lake basin into a giant amphitheater.
This is a great example on how you can seek out an ideal concert hall in nature.
That's Gordon Hempton, the sound recordist and our sonic guide for this series. In a moment, we're going to hear one of his favorite recordings. It's from a secluded spot in the Methow Valley of Washington State. But first, a note about temperature. Many of the lakes in this part of the world are fed by snowmelt and remain fairly cold. That means the air above the surface of the water is often warmer than the water itself. And sound travels faster through warm layers than through cold ones. So you might think of this lake as a giant funneling microphone.
We are hearing a much larger area than we would normally because all sound that enters the surface of the lake continues to travel across the surface rather than normally radiate out and become faint.
The sounds of the entire valley, all the insects, birds, and animals coming to life on this spring evening are delivered directly to your ears, thanks to this little lake. The air is so clear of noise, you'll actually be able to hear tiny splashes. That's the lake trout gobbling up insects from just below the water's surface. Now to listen as the sunlight weakens, the insects emerge, and the birds sing their goodnights before the frogs take over for the evening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
so much life in what seems like such a still place if we just stop to listen. I'm Ashley Ahern, and this is Sound Escapes, a special production from BirdNote. We hope you've been enjoying the beautiful sonic landscapes Gordon Hempton has shared with us. Next month, we'll be releasing our final episode. Gordon recorded it on the Zabalo River in the jungles of the Ecuadorian Amazon. You can subscribe to this podcast and go back and listen to your favorite episodes anytime at birdnote.org. Sound Escapes is made possible by Jim and Birta Faulkner of Seattle, Heidi Ulsh, and the Horizons Foundation.